creation. There's plenty of evidence.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the groundbreaking new book, Already Gone.
Did you know there's proof for creation right where you're sitting? In fact, using your eyes and your brain, all that you take in all around you testifies to an incredible Creator God. Now, evolutionists see those same things, but they say it shows the power of natural processes and nothing supernatural. You know, to them, natural selection and mutations are adequate to explain how life came to be. But as we look at evidence, let me point something out. It's simply just that, evidence. It isn't an objective source of truth. It doesn't say anything in and of itself. Evidence must be put into an overall picture that we already have of how things work and then be interpreted. For example, evolutionists see the layers in the Grand Canyon as showing millions of years, but creationists see those same layers as a reminder of a recent global flood. It's the Bible which makes real sense of our world, including the creation account in Genesis. While evidences don't prove the Bible's true, they do line up with it.
How do we interpret the fossils we find in the ground? Are they somehow connected to a global flood? For the answer to this fascinating question, you need to read a copy of our current issue of Answers Magazine. Make a donation of any size today, and we'll send this wonderful magazine in the mail to you. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS.